The streets of Philadelphia today are lined with people hoping to get a glimpse of Pope Francis. The Pope is finishing his U.S. tour this weekend. He began the day in New York, then traveled to the City of Brotherly Love, where he celebrated Mass at a cathedral downtown. It's the home of Archbishop of Philadelphia, Charles Shepue, who got a few laughs when he acknowledged the pontiff's popularity in the city.
This is a city that would change its name to Francisville today.
Pope Francis has just finished delivering a speech at Independence Hall, where he stressed the themes of support for immigrants and religious freedom. Here he is speaking through an interpreter on CNN.
It is imperative that the followers of the various religions join their voices calling for peace, tolerance, respect for the dignity and the rights of others.
The Pope is in Philadelphia for a church event focused on families. But during his homily earlier this morning, one of the main points was the role of women in the Catholic Church. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Pope Francis pointed to St. Catherine Drexel. She grew up in Pennsylvania, the daughter of a wealthy family. But instead of enjoying her family's money, she chose to become a nun and dedicated her life to helping less fortunate people. Speaking in Spanish, Pope Francis then called on the Catholic Church to place a greater value on women.
De manera particular, significa valorar.
He said, quote, "In a particular way, it means valuing the immense contributions which women, lay and religious, have made and continue to make to the life of our communities," unquote. This comment doesn't address calls for the church to ordain women. Polls show most American Catholics support that. But Francis's effort to highlight what women are doing now in the church was a welcome message for some in the pews.
I can't believe I'm here. I wish all my children were here, but we didn't have enough tickets.
Kate Hopkins says her brother is a priest. That's how she got the few tickets she was able to. Hopkins says she was pleased the Pope mentioned St. Catherine Drexel as an example for everyone.
If we can follow her role model, that would be wonderful, you know, and I think he's trying to get all women to kind of follow her, and that would be great for the church if we could do that.
Much of the rest of Pope Francis's homily was about what each individual could do to contribute to the church's mission. Overall, the Mass was formal and tightly scheduled, but then at the end, Francis leaned in and emphasized one of his signature requests.
God bless you, and I ask you to pray for me.
One of the most touching moments came as the Pope was leaving. There were children with severe disabilities near the front pews. 13-year-old Matt Barbera says this was the most memorable part of the event.
So when he went up to kiss the children, a lot of people started crying because, you know, he just came in and gave time and blessed the children that couldn't really do anything. They had disabilities, so I thought that was great.
Tomorrow, Pope Francis plans to visit a local prison where he'll meet inmates and their families. Then in the evening, there will be a large open-air mass in downtown before the pontiff heads back to Rome. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.